We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, yeah. The last leap. We back. Keith McPherson on the fan, KM to 2 a.m. as we go from opening day eve to opening day. I'm so excited for this. Like, I don't know what else to talk about. I guess we'll talk about the Knicks absolutely smoking the Raptors until 12. The Brooklyn Nets, the NETs in the NIT go to OT and win a thriller down in D.C. Yeah, I don't know. It's hard for me to care, but good for Cam Thomas. 877-337-6666. If you're tuning in because you just saw my post on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, I'm going to say more of the same from the video that I just posted for baseball fans that are excited, that can't sleep tonight. And I guess we'll start with the Mets fans who have to sleep two more nights before you get to see your team before you get back in your ballpark. It sucks. Mother Nature. I mean, it's another argument for two things that you probably heard earlier today and you're going to hear tonight and you're going to hear tomorrow and even the next day. Build a roof. Build a roof. No. Build a roof. these ballparks are new ballparks. And they're not building a roof. They're not adding a retractable roof to Yankee Stadium or Citi Field. It's a lot deeper than just the pockets of a Steve Cohen or a Hal Steinbrenner. The numbers out there are $800, $900 million, and it's just not something that's going to get voted on, passed, tax dollars, whatever. It's just not going to happen. But something that I think will eventually happen with Major League Baseball, and we saw it potentially happen, or not potentially happen, we saw a couple years ago with the lockout, they were thinking about it, and you know the season got pushed back a little bit. It might have happened. I just know when they realign, I know as we get closer to Manfred's exit, they're going to shorten the season. I know 162 games matter to us diehard baseball fans, traditionalists, young, old, people that just like care about the history and the stats and the game and baseball. It's 162 games, but I think that they're going to shorten the season. And this is another argument for that because look at the weather, not just here in New York, right? Right down the turnpike in Philadelphia, they've postponed their game. And, you know, that's two games knocked out and you won't have the Braves, Phillies, Mets, and Brewers. I mean, three postseason teams and a New York team, like those are four teams. With pretty big baseball fan bases and people that care that are not going to get to see their team because it's going to rain. And we got to get in front of these things. And you'll see this, too, in the regular season. We've seen this the last couple years. We sometimes get in front of these things incorrectly. But I say that to say this. For opening day, that Friday off day is built in exactly for this reason. 877-337-6666. If you've got a story to share, which I'm about to share mine, which, you know, I appreciate that off day. but it's funny, right? Like in 2018, when the Yankees got snowed out, I was dressed in layers, had hot hands, Tim's on, a scarf, knit cap. I get in my car to drive to the train to go to Yankee Stadium. And as I'm driving, I hear on WFAN the game get postponed. And I felt two ways. I had already taken off of work and lied about where I was going to be. So I was disappointed. But I also was sad and felt kind of dumb. Like, oh, I'm a dummy. I just got all dressed up, all pumped up, couldn't sleep last night, got up all early to, you know, leave my house at 8, 9 o'clock and have to turn right around. And what do I do now? Go home and try and watch the other games and enjoy the day and gear up for Friday, which I remember that year I had a group deal and I had 10 tickets. This is back when they were actually sending you the box with the hard copy tickets, which is, I don't know, it's something they don't do anymore, but it's an amazing feeling to get that delivery to your house and you open up that box with the interlocking NY on it and there's just 10 shiny tickets to opening day. But I remember some of the people in my group couldn't make it. So then we had to scramble and figure out who was going to buy their tickets because they didn't want to just waste the tickets. We paid good money for the tickets. I don't know. We figured it out. I remember just getting on like Facebook and some other platforms and saying, hey, we got extra tickets. But all in all, it kind of soured the moment. And then it rained that Friday. The next day it rained. So we went from snow to just cold rain. And I remember my seats were right under the awning where like the row in front of us was not covered. So the built-in off day is there for us for a reason here in New York. And I also don't mind it because after all the waiting, after the whole winter, the off season, everything that goes on, all the hype, all the speculations, all the signings, all the spring training games or whatnot, like who wants to wait that long, play a game, and then have to wait for the next two games of the series? I just, that always kind of bothered me. I always was like that, I get it that we have to build in that off day. But once you get going, you want to get going. 877-337-6666. So Mets fans got to wait a little bit, but then you'll get three games in a row. And Yankee fans, a lot of Yankee fans are posting themselves down in Houston. Shout out to you if you're listening in Texas, in enemy territory. Minute Maid Park is one of the ballparks that I haven't been to yet. I can't stand the Houston Astros and their goofy-ass fans that wear, like, Nassau helmets and, like, alien stuff and their mascot Orbit. I just think they suck. Everything about them. Obviously for the trash can banging and all the other stuff. But I just have no interest in going there. It's been a house of horrors for the Yankees. But shout out to you if you're making the trip. Especially if you felt like the Yankees getting Juan Soto this year, you know, meant that they were going to go into Houston and sweep the Houston Astros. I don't know how you feel, Yankee fans, but enough with the woe is me, Hal's not spending, Brian Cashman didn't do his job, they didn't go all in. Okay, they went three-fourths of the way in. They went three-quarters of the way in. We're all in, like, as fans for the season tomorrow. 877-337-6666. Enough of that. I'm glad that they didn't actually go into this season resting on Oswaldo Cabrera being the starting third baseman and Jemani Jones being the bench utility infielder for a team that went 82-80 last year and missed the postseason and has said that they're hell-bent on being a champion, that this is supposed to be the mecca of baseball, that the fans deserve better. Well, you should have built the team a little better. You should have built the roster better. And they agreed. So they make a move today to go get John Birdie, who I don't expect anybody to be familiar with John Birdie. But I know, you know, baseball fans are familiar with him. Mets fans more so familiar with him. He played for the Marlins, and now he comes over here to the Yankees. He's 34 years old. We can go through his numbers, his stats, whatever, through the night. But what it is insurance at third base in the infield in case there's another injury or in case DJ LeMahieu needs a lot more time. And I hope he doesn't need a lot more time. But now you lose your leadoff hitter, your starting third baseman, a guy that you pay $15 million a year, that's a two-time batting champ in the AL NL, a guy that you were depending on, a guy that had to have another bounce back year, and he's gone. And Gleyber Torres will be leading off for the Yankees. And away we go. John Birdie, welcome in. They said depending on his travel, we'll see. You know, Aaron Boone said that he isn't sure if Birdie will start at third base. It depends on his travel. He's, you know, Boone said he's excited about him being on the roster, and I am too. It's not a wow, look at this guy. He's 34. I think he hit 7 home runs last year. We'll go through his numbers and some information about him that I picked up online. But what I'll say is it doesn't matter. This team has Aaron Judge. This team has Gleyber Torres, Anthony Volpe, Anthony Rizzo, Alex Verdugo, who, when people ask me who's going to be a sneaky good player for the Yankees or who are they not talking about on the Yankees, I'm like, Alex Verdugo. Absolutely, Alex Verdugo. He's a guy that I think is going to shore up left field, which had been a no man's land for the Yankees for the last 3-4 years, it feels. You know, how many times did you just see baseballs just dying in left field, shallow left field? And then also, he's a left-handed bat lower in the lineup that I think is going to be sneaky good. 877-337-6666. I'm ready to roll. We'll take a look around the league at some of the other games and matchups. The Cubs face the Rangers. The Rockies face the Diamondbacks. The Mariners will host the Red Sox. And, you know, something interesting that came across my timeline. With the rainouts, there will be no 1 p.m. Eastern games tomorrow. So you got to wait even longer, right? You thought baseball would start at 1 o'clock, first pitch. No, the first game will start at 3:05, the Angels versus the Orioles, because Mother Nature decided, hey, Rob Manfred, you didn't plan well enough. We are going to rain out your 2 Northeast games in New York and Philadelphia. And your baseball fans will have to wait a little bit later. 877, you know the number to dial. So the baseball conversation is going to happen all night. I'm a baseball fan. I love the game. I've always loved the game. I just put out my video saying that, like, I feel like one day I'm going to grow out of this and just be like, oh, yeah, the season's starting. Nah. I took a shower and got dressed tonight, and I'm like, what do I put on? I put on the road gray. And when I wake up tomorrow, I'll put on my other road gray. And I'll be excited to watch the Yankees play at 4 o'clock. And I won't get on the fan till much later, but we'll talk about what happened in the game. And I can't wait to have actual baseball to talk about. We have actual NBA to talk about. So Nets fans, feel free to call. Feel free to tell me how you feel about their chances to close the gap here and make the play-in, whatever. I'm just so out of it with the Brooklyn Nets. And so into it with the prospect of a new baseball season with the Yankees. I'm ready for the Brooklyn Nets season to end and for the Yankee season to begin. But I know the New York Knicks fans don't feel that way. I know New York Knicks fans are excited about the prospect of getting whole and getting healthy and getting the squad back right again. So tonight you get Mitchell Robinson back. Mitchell Robinson plays 12 minutes. Gives you 8 points, and it's just good to see a familiar face, another body, another guy back in the lineup, even coming off the bench. Mitch, just come in and put your head down and do the work and help this team defensively, offensively. He had a couple rebounds, a couple buckets, a couple blocks. Good. Get your rhythm back, get your win back, and get back ready to compete. And then next thing you know, OG is back. Randall is back, and the Knicks potentially are back in the Eastern Conference Finals. 877-337-6666. A long way to go, obviously, until we figure out the standings there, until we figure out how that's all going to shake out. I mean, if the season ended today, it'd be Knicks versus Pacers. Knicks fans, who do you want to face? Pacers? Magic? You think you can get all the way up to the 2 seed potentially? We'll see. We'll see. Other than that, Rangers fans, feel free to call as well. We talked a little bit of puck last night with the Rangers clinching their playoff berth. It's going to be such a fun time in New York having the Knicks and the Rangers alive in the Stanley Cup playoffs and the NBA playoffs. It's going to be such a fun time with the Mets and the Yankees. And if you listen to me last night, I said the expectations for the Yankees have come down a bit, but that's good. I like that. I like that. Instead of the Yankee fans being so cocky and being so sure of themselves, there's this unknown feeling right now of what is this team? What will they become? What will they do? Will they be that much better than last year? Or could they just be a little bit better than last year? Will they compete in this division with the Baltimore Orioles, who have Corbin Burnes? And I don't know if you guys saw the news today, their ownership group, they're approved. Their new ownership group, I think that's a culture change. I think that's a bump for every player and every fan down there in Baltimore. Can't wait to see them. Can't wait to see them. I'm planning a trip. I'm trying to drive down to Baltimore when the Yankees play there and try and turn that place into Yankee Stadium South. We're back. We're back to baseball. We're back to doing what we love to do. And the game is with us every day, every night. And then I'll be here on The Fan every night after the Yankees postgame to talk Mets, to talk Yankees with you. So we'll do all of that tonight. We'll talk Knicks. We'll talk Nets. We'll talk just about baseball and where baseball is right now. I feel like the sport is in a healthy place. I know there's people that say baseball is dead or baseball isn't. Nah, baseball is alive and well. And you're going to see that when you wake up tomorrow and it's on the news and the different ballparks across this country start to come alive again. And you look at social media and you see how many of your friends and family are fired up for 162. Keith McPherson on The Fan. This is KM to 2 a.m. So you got me through the rest of opening day eve into opening day. Taking your calls at 877-337-6666. Let's take a quick break. And then when we come back, let's absolutely crush the night. Keith McPherson on The Fan. I'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, yeah. Right back at it on The Fan. Keith McPherson, your nighttime host. My second show back from spring training, and I'm ready to go, man. I'm re-energized from that little trip. And I just know what's ahead of us. I understand the grind that the ball players go through, but also there's a grind that we go through as fans and even as folks here at WFAN. Can't really take too many days off during baseball season, and you shouldn't. Like, I'm looking forward to this. There's a lot going on. I have a event coming up next week, the day before opening day. I don't know if we're running the promos yet, but it's myself, Paul O'Neill, and Cecil Fielder at the T-Mobile store on 46th Street and Broadway. And it's just like one of those Yankee fan, just like get hype, get together, win some Yankees merch and memorabilia type of things. And I'll be doing that. And then obviously I'll be at opening day all day on Friday. So that'll happen Thursday, the event at T-Mobile. And then I'll come do the show Thursday night right after. And then we'll have opening day in the Bronx next week. And then there's a night game Saturday. I think the schedule for WFAN comes out tomorrow. So I should be off on Friday, but I did lobby to get a Saturday show leading into that night game. And then we're just off and running. I cannot wait to be back in Yankee Stadium. You just heard the little Shook Ones drop. And I always talk about how when that song comes on, you should be in your seats. You should have your beer, at least your first beer. You know, you should have your food. If you plan on buying food in the stadium, you should already have that acquired. And it's time to rock. It's time to roll. And, you know, I see so many people talking about, oh, opening day is overhyped. Okay. It's like, please, you guys are such killjoys. Let people enjoy things. Let people enjoy things. Some of us like opening day. We know it doesn't mean anything. In my video I put out online, I said, I'd rather be 0-1 than 82-80. Like, I don't care if they lose tomorrow. I'd rather be 1-0. But I care that we can actually watch a game. Like, I just was on FanDuel. Volpe is plus 630 to hit a homer tomorrow. Now, I don't know if I'm betting Volpe, but that was just off my head. I think Trevino is like plus 1,000. We can bet on baseball tomorrow. Not you, Ipe. Not you, Shohei. But you know what I'm saying? Like, we can get back into that routine. That's another thing. Your future bets, make your future bets tonight. If you're a gambling man or woman, go and throw some coins on future bets. If you think the Cincinnati Reds are going to win the NL Central, put $25 on it. 877-337-6666. Let's start with Duncan in Jersey City. What's up, Duncan?
Yo, Keith, what's up, man? Listen, I got to be honest, this time of the night, I'm usually not listening to the radio, but whenever I do, I catch you. Love the show. Real impressed.
Thanks.
I called about the Yankees, but I heard you mention the Rangers. Obviously pumped up, but Carolina scares me. They're a beast of a team.
Yeah.
But, you know, I want to get into my Yankee point.
All right.
I got to be honest with you. I listen to a lot of sports radio. I click around, got the satellite podcast. I'm always bouncing. And for the last few years, the narrative on the Yankees is they got boppers, they hit, and the concern is always the pitching. And I always kind of cringe when I hear that because
I think it's the exact opposite.
You're right. But I'm saying the narrative on sports radio sometimes is they got hitters, and I'm with you. I think that's the exact opposite. The Yankee bats is what concerns me. If you look last year, I'm 99% sure there's, what is it, 32 teams in Major League Baseball? There's 30. They finished 29th in batting average. The only team they beat was the Royals, who almost, you know, were they really a Major League team by the end
of
the year?
No, they had their worst season. They tied their worst lost season in franchise history. Duncan, thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening to my show. I appreciate the compliment, but you're all wrong. I just got to stop you there. Like, I just got to stop you there. We're not starting that way. Jeez. First off, there's 32 NFL teams. I can't wait for this to start tomorrow so we can stop talking about last year. I don't know how many times I have to reiterate that the guys that you watched, and I guess a lot of you didn't watch, I know I'm stupid. My son was born, and I'm in the hospital watching the Yankees get smoked by the Twins, give up 9 runs in the first inning. Like, I'm stupid like that. I watch every single Yankee game. I've done that for years. But when you do that, you understand that those guys that we watched last year, they're not here. Ben Roethlisberger was like the last one. Got him up out of here today with the John Birdie trade. So please do not call my show tonight on opening day eve and talk about, oh, well, the Yankees don't have hitters. Last year is over. And this is the last night that you can even reference it. It's pointless. And as people want to project this season and say, well, look at what the Yankees did last year. Yeah, look at the Yankees last year. Do I have to, like, I'm literally going to run through these names again because I'm so tired of doing it. As a Yankee fan, as a baseball fan, and even I know Mets fans that listen to the station are like, here we go. Like, there's a bunch of guys that the Yankees rolled out there because they were hurt. And those guys don't exist on the roster anymore. I already gave you Ben Roethlisberger, Franchy Cordero, Willie Calhoun, Jake Bowers, Billy McKinney. Like, we do this all the time. IKF. These guys aren't here. Josh Donaldson. Aaron Hicks. These guys aren't on the team anymore. That's why they couldn't score more than 3 runs. That's why they couldn't hit. They were trotting out bums. They're not trotting out bums tomorrow. It's a different lineup. Of course, there's some guys there. There's some pieces there. Young Anthony Volpe, who was a rookie when opening day came. had the pressure of, hey, you're the new Derek Jeter, Vulpening Day. Come on, kid, show us what you got. He was 21 years old. It's a different team completely. Then you saw lose all those games. So please stop with last year and, Keith, you know, I'm concerned about the Yankees hitting. Don't be concerned about this Yankees team and their hitting until about 3-4 weeks from now. 877-337-6666. Josh is in Passaic on the Fan. What's up, Josh?
Good, Keith. How are you?
I'm good. And I don't want to sound like I'm not good, but it's like, damn, that's the first call we're going to talk about. Oh, well, last year they finished 20. Did you watch the games? They didn't have Aaron Judge, the reigning AL MVP. Anthony Rizzo was concussed. Like, it's like, I feel like a broken record. We've done this for months now.
There's time and place for everything. And as you said, this stuff was for last year. And yes, I've heard enough calls about that. But Keith, I looked it up just now. The Nets still have that, in parentheses, Ben Simmons t-shirt giveaway. It's selling fast. Cheapest tickets are like $80. There's sold-out sections. I don't understand. Like, it's like it's my birthday on Friday. You think I would ever want to go to this game?
Happy birthday in advance. You should go. Because you know what? Sometimes weird things happen in Barclays Center when the ticket prices drop and the team absolutely sucks and they're giving away a Ben Simmons t-shirt. Fans are going to go there to get that t-shirt and troll them. And security better be on high notice. Because
Nets fans will probably put them on and enjoy it.
Yeah, and even those, like, NPCs that exist, like, there's going to be a stadium full of people doing the wave in Ben Simmons jerseys and or Ben Simmons shirts. It's pathetic. Security should just watch out for fans throwing them on the court, balling them up and trying to launch them onto the floor.
And then, Keith, I just want to, like, kind of fix up what I said last night with Vientos. I forgot to say that there's 2 points. First of all, right, Martinez is starting off in the minors, so you're not starting with him as DH. That's one reason that Vientos should have been sent down. And then all those free agents that they – it wasn't just that he told that blanking on him, this is the new guy from Milwaukee.
David Stearns?
Right, yeah, it's not that just David Stearns lied to us, okay? Everybody lied. That he didn't get free, a lot of free agents, a lot of hitters. He didn't sign because he told us we'd see the prospects. And Martinez isn't here, so that's why.
Who are we talking about? Like Jorge Soler?
Anybody. The whole thing was not going to get any hitters, whoever was.
Two things. David Stearns didn't owe these fans anything his first couple months on the job, and they also didn't owe Mark Vientos anything. You know, he's a kid. He's got his whole career ahead of him. He needs to keep grinding away and chopping wood and working until he gets his time, and he might not get his time here. I mean, now it's time for the Mets to play, and they look like they have a more competitive team than most people thought. J.D. Martinez is obviously going to need some time, but I just don't understand people worried about Mark Vientos now. You're not
worried about Vientos. I just said would rather them go after another hitter or two or somebody. I don't know who it was. Find a name. Or just we were told that it was because these guys are going to get hit. I would rather go ahead and sign somebody else before. And not have Vientos. I'm out of Vientos.
You're not happy with J.D. Martinez and the price that you got
him?
I am,
but he's not. But they didn't do this with the other moves earlier, like a few months ago.
Yeah,
whoever
strategy.
That came up.
They didn't have to. Like, they signed Luis Severino first, and we all laughed at that. Now, what if Sevy has a bounce-back year, and like Evan Roberts put out there, what if he's a Cy Young candidate?
And, Keith, I just want to ask you a question. Can you give me, let's say, one... on your head, one ball prediction for the Yankee season, one ball prediction for the Mets season, whether it's a stat or a certain place or what's happening, go for it.
Yeah, bowl prediction for the Mets is they're going to hit, and they're going to hit home runs. They're going to hit right away. They're going to score runs, and I've been saying this all along. It's not even a bowl prediction, but if you hit and you score runs, there are going to be games where your rotation just has to do enough and hand the ball over to the bullpen, and they're going to be able to win games like that. I just think that they're going to be better than people think, and they clearly have a chip on their shoulder. You hear Francisco Lindor talking today, Edwin Diaz talking today. They're like, all right, like, yeah, we're ready to go. We think we have a good team. We're ready to win games. We think we have a postseason team, so let's see it. I think they're going to hit more than people expect. I think they're going to hit home runs. I think Lindor is going to hit home runs. I think Pete Alonso is going to hit home runs. Francisco Alvarez, J.D. Martinez, Starling Marte, Harrison Bader in the 9 spot. He can hit the ball out of the park too. Brandon Nimmo, how did I forget Brandon Nimmo leading off? Like they're going to raise the apple. I don't know how many home runs they're going to hit, but they're going to be a team that has power. You're not going to be looking for Daniel Vogelback to come through and work a walk. I think they're gonna hit, and they're gonna hit for power and score runs. And I mean, if you got to win games, like I said the other night, 7-5, so be it. Now with the Yankees, the bold prediction is that Yankee fans have been absolutely searching for anybody else to come in here and save the day in the rotation. And my bold prediction is, if Carlos Rodon doesn't completely implode, you have a good enough rotation to win games with this lineup. And I think you're going to be impressed with what you see out of a healthy Nestor Cortez. I think you're going to be impressed with what you see out of second year Clark Schmidt and all the different pitches he can throw. And now the experience that he has. Luis Gil, who put together a great spring and couldn't wait for this opportunity from 2 years ago to get back and show that he's a major league caliber pitcher. Marcus Stroman. I don't want to leave out Marcus Stroman. Sure. Marcus Stroman is living the dream. And I think this guy is poised for his 10th season to be an all-star as a Yankee this year. I think that they're going to pitch better than people think. I'm not so sure about the bullpen, but the Yankees always figure out lanes and when to deploy guys from the bullpen. I think this rotation, Yankee fans are going to be more fired up about how these guys pitch, and they're not going to be crying over Corbin Burnes, Dylan Cease, Blake Snell, Jordan Montgomery, you know what I'm saying?
And last thing, you know, if there's anybody that I haven't even looked too much into the new kickoff rules for NFL, because it just looks too long for me. I'll see it whenever the season comes up. But if you know if one guy's happier, that's Cordell Patterson. That's probably the best news he's heard in like a few years.
Oh, now, yeah.
Since he's a big fantasy guy. Right? $8 million right there. Immediate after. Can you take my call? Have a good night.
Thanks for the call, Josh. Yeah, I like the Steelers. They made some moves this offseason. They might have won the NFL offseason low key, high key, however you want to slice it. Cordell Patterson is up there in age. But if he's going to be a return specialist slash like gadget guy for them, they already have a two-headed monster in the backfield. You add that guy running the ball. You add that guy to the receiver room. He's not going to be much of a receiver, but they can get creative with Arthur Smith, Mike Tomlin, Russell Wilson, Justin Fields. I think Sixburg, they're looking to come back and get their respect this year. We'll get there. We'll talk about the NFL too. Obviously, how can we not? Peacock and Amazon and Christmas and Brazil and a landing zone with the kickoff. 877-337-6666. If you want to add anything, if you want to disagree, if you want to argue, whatever. Keep McPherson on the fan. I'll be right back.
Yes.
All right. Call me up, man. Keep McPherson on the fan. 877-337-6666. A couple things I didn't add, you know, talking football in the NFL. Jadeveon Clowney going back home to South Carolina. North Carolina, Charlotte. He signs with the Panthers. When I saw that today, I said, boo, should have been a Jet. I thought the Jets were hot on his trail. They made it seem like that was going to get done. And Jadeveon Clowney goes to the Panthers, who rank as a worse organization than the Jets, but I get it. It's a homecoming, and I saw the money, whatever. Good for him. Good for him. I think the Jets can survive without a, you know, direct replacement for Bryce Huff and maybe draft one. Maybe find somebody in the draft. What else? Speaking of the NFL draft, man, if you watched any of the clips coming out of LSU Pro Day with Malik Nabers, now I'm like, just draft him. Don't take a chance on J.J. McCarthy. Don't take a chance and try and draft out to take. No, you don't. So, like, if you're at number six and all of this hype, the J.J. McCarthy is getting similar to Will Levis. I think it's smoke and mirrors. And I remind you all that the draft is a competition. There's deception involved. All these teams are competing for these players and the chance to get the guy that they like. Malik Nabers, though, watching his pro day, I'm like, this guy is a freak of nature. He is just an athlete. A 42-inch vertical, a 4.35, 4, like, that is a guy that you take and he becomes your wide receiver one for the next decade. And if the Giants have the opportunity to do that after having Richie James and Kenny Golladay and Darius Slayton, no knock to Darius Slayton either, because I got respect for him in his game, but he never was supposed to be the number one wide receiver. You know, they were running out with David Sills. Go ahead and just draft Malik Nabers. You have Daniel Jones coming back, but you can't sell me on him being ready to go for August 1st and training camp. Really, training camp starts like late July. And Drew Lock is here, and you can't convince me that Drew Lock isn't here to compete for that starting job. Just go ahead and draft Malik Nabers. Get yourself a playmaker. You already lost a playmaker in Saquon Barkley. Go get a kid that's explosive like that. I mean, he said that he met with Shane, with Daboll. He said that he's talked to the Giants, and he said, I had a great dinner with those guys. Those are some funny guys to be around. I opened up my personality to those guys. It's not hard to talk to them. They know me personally as a player. I heard Brian, the head coach, he loves the way I play. It's just great to be around the atmosphere with those guys again. Then go ahead. Won't you be my neighbors? Go ahead and draft that kid number 6 and bring him to New York. The LSU wide receiver U factory. I mean, maybe he's your next Odell Beckham Jr. 877-337-6666.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.